Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Without further ado, let's talk a little football, okay? Mike Valeni on the line. Of course, you know you can hear him 2 to 6 p.m. The Valeni Show right here on 97.1 The Ticket Monday through Friday for what, Mike? Like what, the last like 12 years, 13, 14 years? It's been a while.
Too long. That's how long. Good morning.
Hi, Mike.
How's everybody? What the hell's going on here? This is a treat.
It really has been, although I don't know if Metro Detroit would say the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell with them. Will you please? It's been fast-paced. Energy's good. I've enjoyed it.
We appreciate
that. Don't mind the noise in the background. I'm making a second cup of coffee this morning.
Wait, he's listening.
Got to get the engines going.
You're already on number two. You know you're not on the air until 2 p.m., right?
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm up early. I needed a second cup.
All right.
Stuff down at the house.
Take
Sorry,
it
don't
easy.
Mind the hearing. Go ahead.
Take it easy. Okay, we got a Pac-12 championship that's going to kick off at 8 o'clock tonight, okay?
Oh,
slow and steady, baby.
The points and the ducks? Let's talk. 2-4-8.
Let's start with with a broad look at the championship weekend, because to me, and I know I don't want to get into the same, you know, oh, should the college football playoff expand and all that, but...
Oh, for God's sakes.
Mike, I can't help but look at this weekend slate and sit here and go, Ohio State could lose, they're still in. You know,
yes.
Like LSU, I think, could lose, and I think they're still in. Clemson, they're probably going to absolutely wax Virginia. I don't agree that, you know, you should be expanding the playoff, but isn't this weekend an example of, God, we could get some really sweet games if we did?
No. Well, okay. If you define sweet as winner-take-all, quote, playoff games,
yes.
But the problem is they would be blowouts, and they would not be good. They would not be entertaining. I mean, I have said this for a long time. College football, if you look at the NBA, it's almost like you got, what, a handful of teams that could win a championship most years. Everybody else is cannon fodder, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with college. It's the same with college football. You have the Power Six, which is, you know, the LSUs, the Georgias, the Bamas, the Clemsons, the Ohio States, the Oklahomas, et cetera. And then there's everybody else. I don't want to expand this thing because the bottom half of the quote-unquote bracket, it would just be a bloodletting. And here's the other thing. Now, you're right this year. I think this year's wacky, Kyle, because your teams can take losses, still get in. Most years, it's not going to be that way. But what I don't want to trade in is what I watched this past weekend. You know, I don't want to trade in these winner-take-all games where teams are still fighting and clawing. And I think if you do more playoffs, you end up, again, like the NBA, where you devalue the regular season. And college football is the only sport where the regular season really means something. Look at the NFL. A 9-7 or 8-8 team is going to win the NFC East. Did the regular season really matter? No. I love the fact you've got to be 11-1. Got to. And if LSU ends up, you know, doing the deal, or if you know, like you listed a couple scenarios. Like Ohio State might be historically good.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose, they still went 12-1. You know, I don't have a problem with that. Do you?
No, I think they're deserving. I just think it takes away some of the luster, I guess, you know, from the weekend. That's all.
Yeah, in this year, it might. I don't disagree.
And Mikey, by the way, Joel Klatt doesn't have an issue with that, too. Historically good team. Historically good
Almost
team.
Almost impossible to beat.
I'm not going to go down that road. If they didn't hear what I had to say, I'm sure they can figure out how to find it. I just...
Radio.com.
The Joel Klatt... No, not that. Joel Klatt just doesn't make sense to me. I don't know if he's got, like, a friendship going on. I don't know if he's paid. Does he get an edible arrangements with, like, a pineapple with money in it to do the things he's doing? I don't get it. You know, I don't know why you'd go this far to defend a guy who just has added nothing but dust to the trophy case, but whatever. We don't have to go there.
All right, Mike, I got something else for you. This is not going to make you happy either, but whatever. Yesterday,
what?
4 years ago, do you have any idea what 4 years ago was the Big Ten championship game, you guys in Iowa, that amazing last drive?
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to believe it was 4 years ago. Since then, you guys have sucked. Did you see it back then?
Did I see what? That we would end up being
yes.
If like I were to tell you,
if I were to tell you in the middle of that game that you guys would be, you know, just a step above Rutgers in 4 years from that point, would you have believed it? Did you kind of see the cracks back then?
Well, all right, let me answer it two ways. I mean, okay, let's be fair. No, I didn't see us turning into Rutgers. But remember, you did shows with me in the fall of 16. And we did the question, and I said I would take Fleck over D'Antonio for the next 5 years.
And we made fun of you.
Yeah, and I was angry about the offense. And I was pissed about Dave Warner. So, yes, I saw cracks. Now, I never imagined Mark would let it go this far. And while the way I wanted to do it was hyper-aggressive, you know, Oklahoma-style, Ohio State-style, I never imagined we'd end up here to where now we are, in fact, a complete embarrassment and maybe an exemplar, a prime example of how not to run your football program because the plane has crashed into the mountain. I mean, it's how, I mean, Reed, you know me. How sad is it? I don't even care anymore.
No,
like, I mean, I was basically, you know, like you have that evil laugh when bad things happen to teams. That was me Saturday. Like I had the game on mute. And
that's
I'm
right
talking
there.
To my wife as I'm decorating the tree. And I'm like, will you look at these losers? Hey, hand me the Rudolph ornament, please. Like, it's just, honestly, like it's just, I can't even care. He's taken it from me. So I didn't see this, but you remember I saw the cracks
no, you
and how
did.
They needed to move.
It blew my mind that it's only been 4 years. It feels like it's been seven.
I know. Trust me. When bad football happens, it feels, oh boy, it feels twice as long. The good times never seem as long as the bad ones, do they?
Well, that was certainly depressing. What a terrible question by Riggs there.
Thank you.
Wasn't terrible.
Let's have some fun, okay? Let's make some people a little bit of money this weekend, okay? I know you guys got the podcast out, Cash the Ticket. And speaking of, Mike Sullivan. Has been
red hot. Dude, a couple weeks ago, a 9-0 week. Like, it's all documented. There's no games. It's not like, call this number. We have information for you.
We got the selection.
Yeah, it's an investment. All right, so here's the deal. No, and then he went 7-2 last weekend. I look, we make fun of him, and for good reason in many cases, but, dude, we do work hard at this, and we are trying to, like, find information and just give people something cool to listen to. And we're both above 500 this year. And he's, dude, this kid is hot. He had the Bears last night.
Mm-hmm. Five unit play on the Bears, dude, +3. And like it was no sweat.
If you do a unit as $10, if you do a unit as $100, mm-hmm. That's up to you. He is 32 units up. That's like pandemonium.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope he actually bets, though, in real money, too. I hope he's actually making money off this.
Oh, I think he is.
We both do.
Good.
Believe me. I mean, it's just, yeah, no, I'm happy for him because he works hard, man, and he takes a lot of crap from us, so he's really doing a nice job.
All right, well, we've been told that each week here when you come on the Jamie and Stoney program, you give out your dog of the weekend. Who might be the one for you?
Why don't we have some fun with this? Because I like a bunch of underdogs. It's the island of misfit toys for me this weekend. I like teams that the public hates. So I'm either going to be cutting a check to the man or I'm going to do really well. We'll see. I like the following underdogs. Let's talk through this if we have time. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
I like Wisconsin getting 16.5.
Wow.
90% of the bets and the money are on Ohio State. Why did the spread go from 18 to 16.5? Very scary. I like the underdog. I like Utah quite a bit. I do. Line opened up at 3, though.
Jumped out. 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Oregon has the front, both sides, to match up with Utah, muck it up, make it more of a Big Ten-style game. I like the Ducks and the points.
Okay.
And I'll give you one other doggy. And you can do what you want with this.
I'm going to bet them all. I'm ready.
No, you are not.
No, I'm going to do a little parlay. Right,
Olive's College Fund. Let's go.
Yeah.
What's the last one?
I'll just go to Mike
one?
If I lose.
Or you could go with the ultra crappy App State Louisiana Lafayette game. Oh, I'm a loser. Watch the first game.
Can't find that
Wednesday
on my list.
Night about 2 months ago. Lafayette getting almost 7. They played App State better than anybody. Second time around, they got a power running game. They can't play worse than they played first time around, losing 17-7. Can get you 6.5 there with the Raging Cajuns. Let's go. Pick a dog.
Mike just picked ULL. The gambling hotline, by the way, if you have a problem, is 1-888. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, but if you have a problem, like get help after the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
This is way too much fun.
Make your money now.
The good part is we go from Saratoga and like being at the horse track to now – I'm not. So, you know, football transitions in nicely for my little hobby.
Perfect.
I'm just curious, Mike. I know you got to go, but what do you think $100 parlay on those three teams would get me?
Like if you money line it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, with the points.
Oh, I mean, what, like 4-1 parlay is going to pay you like 11-1. 3-1 should pay like, I don't know, 5-1.
I like those.
Whoa.
All right.
But then you got to mix in Oklahoma -9. You got to go get yourself a little Memphis.
Oh, hold on. I'm writing these down.
I know Bogey's got a hot total on the Pacer game tonight.
Oh,
I think
baby.
Just go nuts.
Those worthless Philadelphia 76ers last night. Heaven forbid you cover a number. All right. Mikey, we'll be listening to you at 2 o'clock today. Appreciate the time, my friend.
Guys, take care. Talk soon.
Bye,
all right,
Mike.
Mike Valeni right there. You can hear him 2 to 6 p.m. They'll have a lot to get into today on this Football Friday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.